Among the package of legislation passed back in 1994 to address violence in America on many fronts was the assault weapons ban. That legislation eventually lapsed, and there are now efforts to get it revived. But passed along with the assault weapons ban was the Violence Against Women Act, which was allowed to expire in the midst of the fiscal cliff negotiations.
I come to the floor this afternoon to talk about a very important bill, the Violence Against Women Act. And it's hard for me to believe it has actually been months now since we first came here to the floor to talk about this important legislation, which is why we are here again this afternoon, to try and pass a bill into law that has consistently received broad bipartisan approval.
That's Washington Senator Patty Murray speaking there last summer. The Violence Against Women Act, or VAWA, has provided $4.7 billion for training police, prosecutors, nurses, and many others, training on how to handle cases concerning sexual violence, domestic violence, stalking, and many other issues that can lead to violent crimes. Joining us is Chris Malios, attorney advisor for Equitas, an organization that trains law enforcement, prosecutors, and advocates on all of these issues that relate to violence against women. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So is this law a prosecutorial exercise, or is it an educational exercise for law enforcement?
Well, it's a little bit of both. It's the federal government's way of impacting the way states and counties and municipalities respond to violence against women through staffing, but also through training and education, and taking all of the information that we've gleaned from decades of research and giving it to the practitioners who need it, who are working in the field with victims of these crimes.
How much of an unmet need was there before this act was passed, do you think?
The need was tremendous, and the need continues to be tremendous. There are so many myths and misunderstandings about crimes like sexual violence and dating and domestic violence. People just don't understand the dynamics of these crimes. And when someone is responding to a victim, perhaps a police officer or a prosecutor, who expects perhaps that a victim would report that crime right away, or that a domestic violence victim would immediately report the crime and leave their abuser right away, when they encounter a victim who doesn't act in conformity with some of those expectations, those cases are often mishandled and victims receive poor treatment.
And the idea here is that the judgment of the law enforcement officer in the field can have the same standing as an individual in a domestic dispute who may not want to file a complaint. Is that what you're saying?
Police officers, prosecutors have tremendous discretion in the way they enforce state laws. And if their discretion is informed by myths and misconceptions, if they just don't understand some of the common dynamics of these crimes, then they're not going to make the right decisions. The Violence Against Women Act encourages law enforcement to work closely with victim advocates in the community, with people running domestic violence shelters, to make sure that when victims do come forward, they're coming into a coordinated community response where everyone knows each other's role and everyone understands the same, has the same understanding of these crimes. And that makes a difference. And what we see is that victims, instead of being disbelieved because they didn't report a crime right away, the responders realize that most victims of sexual violence and domestic violence never report those crimes and suffer in silence or reach out to social service agencies instead of law enforcement. And those that do report to law enforcement often wait a substantial amount of time and endure a lot of abuse before they report. So just something like that can have a tremendous difference in the criminal justice response that victims receive.
And this legislation doesn't do what, say, civil rights legislation does. It doesn't add the additional element of a hate crime to pre-existing crimes of sexual assault and violence and brutality. It's more a way of approaching a class of crimes in a more sensitive and better educated way.
That's exactly right. One of the goals of the Violence Against Women Act is to make sure that victims of sexual assault, dating, domestic violence, and stalking get the same access to justice that all other crime victims get. That's all. And that makes a lot of sense.
Now, you get paid by the funding from this legislation to do your work, right?
That's true. The Department of Justice Office of Violence Against Women funds Equitas through money from the Violence Against Women Act.
And if this goes away, what is lost? And do you have a conflict of interest in advocating for this law since it essentially pays your paycheck?
Well, yeah, there are a lot of folks who really are dependent upon this funding from Congress. Equitas is an example of that. But there are also advocates working in rape crisis centers and shelters all over the country. There are prosecutors and police officers. They're able to have that level of specialization because of funding from the Violence Against Women Act. So some of those staff positions could potentially be in jeopardy, but the training and education and collaboration that has grown out of the Violence Against Women Act will continue. This act has been reauthorized so many times, it's never been really that much of an issue before. It hasn't really been politicized before, and a lot of us are confident that that's going to happen again this time.
When you look at the tragic situation over in India, do you think that part of the problem there is that these kinds of educational programs haven't existed traditionally in Indian society?
I think that a lot of countries are dealing with some of the same issues that the U.S. has dealt with. And through some of the training that I've done in Africa, we see that some of the less developed countries on these issues are where the U.S. was in maybe the 1940s or the 1950s. And we're seeing the same movement happening around the world, but a lot of countries are a lot further behind than the U.S.
And there's plenty of work left to do in the U.S.
There sure is.
Chris Malios is an attorney advisor for Equitas, an organization that trains law enforcement, prosecutors, and advocates on issues relating to violence against women, an organization funded by the Violence Against Women Act. Chris, thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.